here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome! It's another edition to Cheese Please with yours truly, Snarf Dude, here along with
myself.
Myself? What is myself?
Daffodil.
Daffodil. What if you were a brand new viewer and listener, and well, you can view things online, but you know, not on this show. You listen. And what if it was a new listener and they had no idea what your name was?
Well, I knew if I said my name was myself that you would immediately chime in and say my name.
Ah, there you go. You're reading into my psyche once again, Daffodil. Digging into my brain. Well, amazing how you
slim
do that.
Slim pickings in there.
But... thank you very much. On the show this week, you sound like my mother-in-law, Daffodil. Oh, I'm not a mother-in-law. I'm not married.
No, and I'm definitely not your mother-in-law.
Well, we've got a pile of mother-in-law, son-in-law, brother-in-law, husbands-in-law songs.
It's in-law week.
Yes, those in-law songs. Profiling on the show this week, along with a couple other things. A guy that was in the original 1970s miniseries Roots, Good Times, also from the 1970s, and many other actor-related things, since he is an actor. John Amos in the Celebrity Slip-Up. Kind of a funky song called We Were Hippies we'll play a little later on. But we're starting off with Frank Foba with one called I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, coming up shortly. But we're starting off with Beethoven. Beethoven.
With Beethoven's Boogie.
Right here on
Cheese Please.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
Thank you.
Cheese Please with none other than Frank Foba. And I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. And before that, we had Beethoven Boogie on the show this week. And that really made me think I should be in a saloon, partner. Really.
I just think it's funny that you spent the entire time during the songs practicing pronouncing Beethoven Boogie.
Yes, I finally got it right. Wow, but I was thinking, though, Daffodil, I feel like I should be in one of them saloons in the Wild West. Hey, partner, give me a sarsaparilla. You know, and the glass would slide down the bar, and I would grab
it. You would miss
it.
You would miss it, and it would slide off the end of the bar and hit the big meanie, and he would beat you up.
Oh, well, I never thought about that. I thought I'd be like one of them gunslinging heroes from way out west. Going after Billy the Kid. That
maybe.
Type of thing. Okay. Yeah. Give me some credit. Anyway, my name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we refer to as Cheese Please.
And we go from the Wild West of Snarf Dude doing his thing, going after the meanies, to the in-laws.
We're also meanies.
Well, yeah. I didn't know there were so many in-law songs out there.
Well, think about it. There are a lot of in-laws out there.
I know, but I didn't think there were that many. We found four of them, and we're going to play in two sets. Two, four, you know. Hey, I can add.
Two, four, six, eight. Who do we appreciate?
I don't know. You appreciate me. Yeah, if I could talk. We're going to play in the first set, Louise Brown and Son-in-Law. Sort of the answer song to our first one we're going to play, which was a top 40 hit. Ernie K. Doe and Mother-in-Law, right here on
Cheese Please.
Mother-in-Law,
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 the worst person I know,
mother-in-law,
mother-in-law,
oh, she worries me so,
mother-in-law,
mother-in-law,
if she leave us alone, have a happy home sent from down below.
Mother-in-law,
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 Satan shouldn't be her name.
Mother-in-law,
mother-in-law,
to me they're about the same. They'd rather put me out. How could she stoop so low?
Mother-in-law,
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 mother-in-law.
Five doctors from the Quack Institute agree.
This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do? Draw you a picture?
Cheese, please.
Son, I heard you shouting, calling me those names. Better stop your big talk, cause you're the one to blame, son-in-law. Ain't even paid the rent. better get it clear. I'm the boss around here, son-in-law. Solution I know is it's you who's gonna go. And furthermore, I don't like the way you've been treating my daughter and messing around with all these young chicks.
Geez, please, Louise Brown and son-in-law. And before that, we had Ernie Cato complaining about his mother-in-law. It's a drama-filled set here on Geez, Please this week, along with Daffodil.
Well, it didn't sound like you wanted me to say anything.
Yes, you're there.
And now we need more in-laws. Coming up shortly, we have Husbands-in-Law with Jim Nesbitt.
But we're starting off with...
Brothers-in-Law, He's a Moocher with Paul Peek, right here on...
Geez, Please.
Mother-in-law finally took that hint.
She's a moocher, a dirty moocher.
Suitcase out the door she went.
She's a moocher, a dirty moocher.
Just when I'm thinking life sure is good, looked out my window and there he stood.
He's a moocher,
a brother-in-law.
He's a moocher,
a brother-in-law. Mercy on me, what's this I see?
He's a moocher, a dirty moocher.
His hands sticking out, wanting money from me.
He's a moocher, a dirty moocher.
He got a fast deal cooking up down the street. 5, 10, or 20, that's all he need.
He's a moocher,
brother-in-law.
He's a moocher,
a brother-in-law.
A dirty moocher.
Yeah. Picks up my cigar, asks me for a light.
He's a moocher, a dirty moocher.
Next thing he does is a natural bug. Sits in my chair, thumps the ashes on the rug.
He's a moocher,
brother-in-law.
He's a moocher,
brother-in-law. When I'm mad that the woman didn't know what I was doing.
He's a moocher, a dirty moocher.
Relatives are gonna be my ruin.
He's a moocher, a dirty moocher.
Now he lazy, won't work, he never had a job. Get out of my house, you big fat slob.
He's a moocher,
brother-in-law.
He's a moocher,
brother-in-law.
He's a moocher,
get out of my house. Mm, you big fat slob. You won't work.
He's a moocher,
never worked a day in your life.
We're not really complete idiots all the time. It's just that, well, once a week or so, some of the parts go missing.
Say that, buddy. What's your name?
My name is John Henry. What's your name?
My name is McBride.
McBride?
Yeah. Old man McBride's boy. Where you live at, John Henry?
I live down here on Calhoun Street.
That's mighty funny. I live on Calhoun myself. I ain't never seen you around.
No, and I ain't never seen you neither.
What number you lives on?
I lives at number 38 Calhoun.
No, man, you must be 138.
No, just plain old 38.
Well, I lives at number 38 Calhoun. I don't believe that's no apartment house.
No, man, ain't but one family lives there.
John Henry, what's your wife's name?
My wife's name Bessie.
Not Bessie me.
That's it, Bessie me.
Got red curly hair.
Yeah, and snaggle tooth. Ooh-wee.
You know my wife's name Bessie me, she look just like that.
Something sound kind of fishy to me.
John Henry, I believe me and you close skin.
Yeah, it is beginning to sound that way.
Look here, you got any chillin'?
Chillin'? Man, I got 10 head of chillin'.
Boys or girls?
Half and half, 5 and 5.
I got that same outfit, boy. Me and you make a pretty good team.
That's the way it's beginning to sound.
John Henry, where you work at?
I works down here at the sawmill.
Not that lumber sawmill.
Yeah, that's it, the lumber sawmill.
I work down there too. I don't never see you. What shift you work?
Well, I work from dinner time today till 12 o'clock tomorrow. What time you work?
I work from 12 o'clock tomorrow till dinner time today.
Well, look like I'd meet you, cause you just come on right time I get off.
Sure do. John Henry, I believe we check around here close. We close again and we realize.
Well, we ain't nothing but husband-in-law. Well, we ain't nothing but husband-in-law. But we won't ever have a rift as long as we work on a different ship.
I don't know what we're gonna do about this year. How long you been mad at my wife?
Married that old gal about 10.
Jeez, please, with husbands-in-law Jim Nesbitt, that's a rather unusual situation, to say the least.
I can kind of see how that might be kind of okay.
Okay, I care to elaborate.
Well, two men can do more housework, yes. And they bring in more paycheck.
Ah, yes, more money. That's good.
And they keep the wife happy.
Yay!
I'm going to have to look into that.
Wow. Okay. And before that, we had Paul Peek and brother-in-law. He's a moocher. Son-in-law, they were complaining there. Louise Brown. Ernie Cato complaining about the mother-in-law. That's the closest thing we'll ever get to a drama-filled reality show on this show, which is...
Cheese, please.
My name is...
Snarf Dude.
And your name is...
Daffodil.
And it's time for this.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
This is a fun slip up. You know, it's not that bad. I just can't think of John Amos cutting a record, but you know, he did.
Especially something like this.
I mean, this he at one point, he was one of the Kuta Kintes from the original 1970s version of Roots.
And yeah, grown was, up old Kunta Kinte.
Yes, and he was the father in Good Times. Those are the two famous roles I can think of, and many other roles. But apparently he cut a record. I don't know when, but I just found this online, so let's play it.
We Were Hippies, right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Back in the year of 64, we all came out with the Vietnam War. We were hippies. And in the year of 69 at Woodstock, we all had a good time. We were hippies.
We were hippies.
I don't know what it's been said, but the hippie life is mighty rad. I'm a hippie.
I'm a hippie.
We're all for one and one for all. Hippies unite and we won't fall. We're hippies.
We're hippies.
We're pot-smoking hippies from the land of Oz. We all drive around in little bitty cars. We're hippies.
We're hippies.
Here's something that you might not know. Willie Nelson follows the hippie code. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie.
Hippies now and hippies then. Let's all get together and party again, cause we're hippies. Remember me and this song, and forever hippies will live on. Viva la hippies!
Viva la hippies!
all smoke grass. Just leave us alone and kiss our, yeah, we're hippies. My youngest son turned 45. He's proof my DNA is still alive. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie!
Different generation, believe that, Jack said. Now he's protesting the war in Iraq. He's a hippie.
He's a hippie!
Internet, iPods, satellites in space, but some of us are still looking dead in the face and say we're hippies. Years from now, when we reach Mars, I bet they'll be driving a little bit of cars. They'll be hippies.
They'll be hippies.
And when I get to be 93, you better bet that I'll still be a hippie. When I die and go to heaven, St. Peter's gonna ask how I made my living. And I'll say, I was a hippie. I was a hippie. I was a hippie.
Has finally been defeated. Well, R2-D2, what do you have to say? There's Luke Skywalker. Luke, when the evil Emperor fell to his death, what were his last words?
I'll tumble for you.
And when the Death Star blew up, what did it sound like? Here's Princess Leia. A princess, now that this great battle is over, what do you feel like? C-3PO, as a robot, what is your opinion of Princess Leia? Here come the Ewoks. Hey, Ewoks, what are you guys doing?
Putting on the Ritz.
There's Chewbacca the Wookiee. Chewbacca, now that the Empire has been destroyed, what are your thoughts? Han, Han Solo, what did Chewbacca say?
He said, Ram-a-lam-a-bam-a-lam-a, rock and roll is king.
Wait. What's that sound? The Emperor is alive! Hey, Emperor, when did you get back? And what are you here for?
Hot girls in love.
But Emperor, then why are you grabbing me?
Don't cry now that I found you.
Wait, stop! Help! Get me out of here! Help! Wait! Stop!
Keys, please, with, well, it's always a good time to play Dickie Goodman, almost every time, you know.
It's never a bad time to play Dickie Goodman.
No, Return of the Jedi returns. He came out in the early 80s with, of course, Return of the Jedi being a very popular Star Wars film at the time. And he ended his string back in the late 1980s, if I remember correctly, his last song. Or record, or whatever you want to call it. And before that, we had John Amos. We were hippies. Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's a fun song. I still can't grasp the fact that John Amos, serious actor, a little bit of comedy here and there with sitcoms from the 70s, cut this record. That's all I get to say. It's like, wow, he's cool.
It's a cool song.
Yeah. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And if you haven't figured out, you're about 25 minutes late for Cheese Please.
Just about. Maybe a little over 25.
Yeah. But just for the record, though, we're here wherever you're listening right now. Come back 25 minutes earlier.
Yes. Go, use your time machine. Go back 25 minutes to the beginning.
There are time machines for that? I didn't realize that. Does that mean I could...
Well, you just told him to go back in time 25 minutes. Think about it.
I meant, actually, to come next week 25 minutes earlier.
Oh, you didn't say next week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You said go away and come back 25 minutes ago.
I was worried there. Well, I'm not... My name is not Marty McFly, so I can't do that.
No, exactly.
And I don't think there's such a thing out there that does that.
No, exactly.
Not to my knowledge. Anyway, oh, it's that time.
Make it quick.
Oh, you got that little sign up here. Okay. It's time for the glove compartment. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You're going to lose a finger in there one of these days.
I'm going to be sued by tearing someone's eardrums out at some point in time.
Well, the yelling doesn't help either, but you're going to lose a finger in there and then you're really going to yell.
It's my Tarzan thing, you know? You got to do that. You got to yell. You got to get the energy out.
True enough. Yeah. What you get?
We've got an interesting one. Royal teens and Harvey's got a girlfriend. Ooh. All right, Harvey. Right on, dude. Anyway, until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Cheese Please, the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back next week where we will have even more shenanigans for you.
Oh, boy.
Harvey's got a girlfriend. Harvey's got a girlfriend.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Harvey's got a girlfriend.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. He holds hands with Susie. Yes, you do. He's a boozy woozy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.